If you're looking to be inspired and to get further proof that it is possible to heal from your wounds and anxiety, no matter where you are in life, boy, do I have an episode for you. Today, I meet with Jamie Ginsberg, who just recently graduated from a program. Jamie shares her journey of overcoming anxiety and codependency and how she got more out of 3 months in our program than 32 years of therapy. Stay tuned after this intro. Hi, I'm Gloria Zhang, and after 10 years of struggling in toxic relationships, I attracted the love of my life by healing my inner child. This podcast is your weekly dose of my expertise as a therapist and dating relationship coach for high achievers. Learn tips to overcome low self-worth, emotional baggage, and childhood trauma so that you too can step into your power and attract the love you desire. Welcome to the Inner Child Podcast. Jamie, welcome to the Inner Child Podcast. I'm so excited to finally have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Gloria. I'm really super excited to be here. So excited.
Yes. Well, Jamie, first of all, can you introduce yourself and tell us what it is that you do?
So my name is Jamie. I live in San Diego, California, and I am an occupational therapist. I've been practicing for about 11 years now, and I work in a school with pediatrics.
Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
It's interesting. We have quite a few other folks in the program who are in medicine or in the health industry. So that was really interesting. You know, you've been in the program for several months now, Jamie. How are you feeling about graduating?
It's so weird. It went by so fast. I'm sad that it's ending just because I loved all of the coaching calls with you and all the other women and just relating people all over the world. We had someone from Australia, I think. So, you know, I'm going to miss that connection, that weekly connection that we had. So I think we had talked about this. Like at first I was like, oh no, I'm doomed. I'm going to not be able to finish this. This is independent yourself pace. So I'm really only on week 7, but it's almost like a cushion, right? I know that it's still there and that I'm going to continue to grow. So yeah, it's sad that it's over. I wish it was longer, but I'm super excited to just see the growth that is continue on for me.
Yes, that's absolutely right. It's only the beginning, right? It's not the
end. It is. Right.
Yeah, we've had so much fun in the calls as well. And as you said, just being able to connect with so many different people who have that same goal, right? That everyone's ready to heal their inner child. What was your favorite part of the program out of all of the facets that we covered?
So I think the vagus nerve hack for me was like an eye opener. And because it was within such a short amount of time and, you know, I have really terrible anxiety I've had for my whole life. And I've done so many different things and I've had to-do lists and meditation and yoga and running and talking to some friend, and I did the vagus hack, and that stuff would work for very short amounts of time. And then if I didn't do it, there was this like almost self-sabotaging, right? Where I felt guilty and would beat myself up for not doing those things. But the vagus nerve hack was so beneficial for me because, first of all, I'm not a morning person. It's really hard for me to get out of bed. So when you said, try this in bed before you get up, I was like, this is easy. I can totally do this, right? This is really easy to implement. And finishing it with a splash of water and integrating, right, that like parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system that you need to regulate your body. And I teach children this, right? And I just always was really helpful at teaching, but never doing it for myself. And after doing the vagus hack nerve, I think it was like 3 days, I think I sent you a message and I was like, I wake up and I get out of bed and I don't snooze 7 times. And I practice this all throughout my day. Like when I'm feeling any sort of bit of anxiousness, or even if I just don't know what's going on, it just really takes me back into myself and brings everything inward. So I think that was my favorite thing so far that I've learned.
That's so beautiful, Jamie. I still have that text message saved when you sent that to me. For those listening who may not know what that is, you know, as you know, trauma is not something that we just tackle in our minds, but it's something that we have to incorporate in our entire bodies. And what Jamie is talking about is the vagus nerve is something that we teach students inside our programs on. It's almost like a shortcut to resetting that anxiety by tackling the nervous system. And we help you do it in bed before even waking up in the morning. Because I don't know about you, Jamie, but it's like every time in the past where I've done research or looked online for ways of soothing anxiety, there's always like hundreds and thousands of these different strategies and tools.
Yes.
And, right? It's almost like, what's the word? Analysis paralysis, where you have so many options that you end up not doing anything at all. And yeah. One of my values is I really care about simplifying things and making it very easy to put into practice. But speaking of putting into practice, you mentioned that you teach this stuff to other folks, but perhaps in the past, it was hard to implement yourself. What do you think the difference was?
I mean, I think the way that your program is laid out and the material that was introduced in week one and introducing and practicing the love notes to your body was so powerful for me. So again, really always reaching for something external for validation, whether it was my husband or write that to-do list of what do I need to do? And then looking at the end of the day and saying like, wait, I did all of these things. Why do I still feel so anxious? And then on top of it, right, that guilt that I have, that guilt wound comes in. So I think really turning it so much about connecting with myself and my body. And again, I teach kids body awareness. I teach kids, and I've been just neglecting it for myself for so long. So this is going to help me so much with practicing and helping these children learn about their belly and learning about like where they feel this anxiety, right? And I've been teaching that for so long, but I believe it now because I'm so aware of what's happening inside of my body. And I think I've been just pushing away and avoiding for so long. So yeah, it was like, this is what I've been longing for. I've been teaching it and I haven't been living it, right? I've avoided that part of me for so long. So opening that up and really honoring my body, what it's done to me for protection. And I hug myself when I say that because for so long, I mean, I struggle with body dysmorphia and being so mean and so angry at what my body looked like or how I thought others perceived. So I think that was what did it, really.
That was so beautifully said, Jamie. It's so funny how all of it connects to the very core of who we are as people and our inner child. We work with a lot of professionals and high achievers inside our program, and everyone says the exact same thing, that they already know this stuff, right?
Yeah,
it's like they understand what their patterns are. But that's why the group coaching was such an important part of the program. Is, you know, you think you know everything and that that's enough to make changes, but it's really not. Right. When you look at the psychology of motivation and change, you really do have to be in that environment to start building those habits within a supportive environment to get that accountability. Right. Because there have been times, you know, yourself and others, when you guys needed help, what did you guys do when you had questions come up and wanted some help or feedback from the others?
Oh, well, I have friended one particular person I've really connected with. So we've messaged each other, but even just using the Facebook page to me was just talking about where we are and how we can relate and posting some of the creative work that you had us do with like the mask and the mountain pose, but even also just talking about, I remember that first visualization that we did where we had to kind of walk down the stairway and meet our inner child for the first time. And mine was like in a ball in a fetal position, like I was like poking her and she was just so angry. And I was sitting there and I'm like, and this was our first call, I think. And I'm like, oh my gosh, all these other people are going to be like, my inner child grabbed my hand and we were so happy. And, you know, and everyone was saying very similar things. And yeah, to me, I was like, we're all different, but I'm not alone. And I feel a part of right now and safe. you kind of put up that Facebook page, which was a really safe environment for us to kind of share and connect on a weekly basis.
It's funny. I think someone mentioned it also that even some of the introverts, they weren't sure about the group component at first. They were worried that it was going to be awkward, but then, you know, in the end, people come around. It really is a good time. And we have a lot of tears and a lot of laughter as well. And I'm so grateful for having shared that experience with you all. I think you're the one that told me this a few months ago, that you had done therapy or some other programs in the past. But what's the difference between what you experienced in our inner child program compared to what you had done before, Jamie?
So, I mean, I was in therapy since I was 10. I met a lot of terrible therapists and I met a lot of great therapists. And before I met you, I met a really great therapist that introduced the term inner child. I had never heard it before. You know, she recommended this workbook that I ordered on Amazon and it was really overwhelming. I didn't really know what inner child was. It was a lot and it brought up a lot of emotions. And I just remember putting the book in a pile of all my other self-help books and being like, okay, you opened up two chapters, you read a couple and became really disinterested. And I think it was really overwhelming because this program isn't easy, right? It does. It makes you vulnerable. It taps into all of these wounds.
Right.
But I promise that it is worth it to sit through that. But I think my experience with having individual therapy is great. But for me, I would go in for a week and I would get really great ideas, but I would never really be able to implement them, or I'd forget to, or it was too many things. But I never dove so deep. I always realized there was something still missing to this puzzle. There really was. And I was sitting here thinking about it before we started this podcast, like, what is the difference? And I really feel, Gloria, like your material that we have access to is your videos and the timing of them are very short. My attention span is very limited. So hearing and listening to, you know, your short, very informative, empathetic material, and then having the corresponding work to do to write on it was really easy for me to implement. You know, we talked about in group, I really loved walking and listening to the material, even to your podcast. That's where I started, you know, but just listening to the material, I knew there was work that had to be done. And I was like, right now, I can't. I could only afford for my mental health right now is just to walk and listen. And it really brought me back to wanting, having the desire to want to work on myself. So I can't give you a real reason. I don't know why, but I know it really did work because it worked in a very short amount of time. I saw progress that I haven't seen with being involved in programs, with being involved in therapy. You know, I've seen great progress in a variety of different things like the body dysmorphia, but there was always the same patterns. And it was like Groundhog Day. And I was like stuck on this gerbil wheel of just waking up and being like, why am I continuing to behave this way or react this way or allow others to make me feel a certain way? So this is the answer right here. Like, this really is the answer. And I mean, I'm 42, 32 years of therapy, you know, has gotten me to this point. But I have to say that right within, it's almost the end of month 3, I'm still in week 7. And I just have felt the self-reliancy inside of me that I've never felt with any other programs that I've done. So,
Jamie, you're going to make me tear up.
I know, I should be your marketing person. Every person I talk to, I'm like, listen to this podcast, follow her on Instagram.
Thank you so much for those kind words, Jamie. I'm just going to go back to what you said before. It's interesting that you brought that up about, you know, the once a week in therapy. I feel like as a therapist myself, I can say this, but that's always been one of my biggest criticisms of the therapy model. I think it's wonderful and it's great to have a safe space, but that was the same issue I had run into myself, you know, on the other side of the chair is when you see someone just once a week or once any other week, you spend so much of that session just catching up on what happens during the week, and you kind of lose momentum in between sessions, right? And, you know, let's say you see your therapist on Tuesday, and then Friday you're having a crisis and you don't remember half of what you talked about with your therapist, and you have no record of anything. And now you have to wait until next week, right? And well, it's still better than nothing, and it's still a really wonderful place to start your journey. I do find that that was one of the biggest challenges I experienced as well. So thank you for saying it so eloquently in your own experience. Actually, I was going to ask you, Jamie, how did we first meet? How did you come across inner child work, and how did you end up in my life?
It's fate that I stalked you. No. So like I said, when I moved to San Diego, which was 5 years ago, I found a really amazing therapist that I loved, and she was the one that talked to me about inner child. And so after I got the workbook and, you know, quit after, I don't know, my third attempt of writing, I was like, maybe on Spotify, like there's a really good podcast. I have a really hard time filtering and listening, and my husband can listen to podcasts and like this. And so for me, I'm very visual, so it's hard for me to process auditory. So I'm like, but maybe there's something that like I can do when I walk and listen, so I can like kill two birds with one stone. And so I just typed in inner child, and there was this pink, really pretty picture. And then I listened to it, and I remember a while ago you were asking everyone, you know, should we change the music? Is it cheesy? I was like walking. I'm like,
oh, you like the music? Oh, I'm like, okay.
When you put that up on your Instagram, I was like, no, don't change that.
Oh my gosh. Jamie, you must be the only person that likes the music. If you go on iTunes right now, there's like a bunch of reviews saying everything's great except the intro. I almost didn't make it into the show.
I think I was like walking and I was like, oh, this feels good.
I'll send you the song.
Anyway, it was your beautiful cover that I really liked. And then I remember you talking about one of your podcasts about the picture. And I was like, I never even realized that was your profile. I think I just saw the pink, but I played it. And then I found you on Instagram and I was like, I'm really into what this person is saying. It's really attractive. Like, I believe her words. And for you to share your experience, I think is so important, right? To be someone that feels like they're just doomed and this is just what they're going to be and this is how they're going to live their life and suffering and, you know, the cycle. And I feel like I want to help parents with special needs learn how to take care of their own inner child, because I feel like that would be so beneficial for their children. So it's just exploded in my brain of just the benefits.
Hey, Bessie, just a quick message before we get back to the show. Are you a high achiever or entrepreneur who's thriving in your career but really struggling in your love life? You sound just like I was. I help high achievers just like you break the pattern of toxic relationships through inner child healing so that you can attract and create the secure life partnership of your dreams. Message me the words high achiever to learn about joining Soulmate at By Gloria Zhang on Instagram or apply directly on my website, bygloriazhang.com. Now, back to this episode. I'm so glad you came into my world, Jamie.
And then I stalked the power of Google. I was like, she's so cool. Yes, Spotify.
But I never know how people find me. So it's cool to figure out. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Google search.
But I think I lost train of thought. But I was saying is when you share, like when you say you no longer feel like that anymore, you've found this great relationship and how you struggle with that for so long. It was really appealing. It was super attractive. I was like, I want that.
And it's true. At first, it was really hard for me to admit, Jamie, even as a coach, right? Because I know that when we talk about self-love, the best way for it to sound is, oh, I'm doing this for myself. But the reality is, it doesn't usually start off that way because you don't really know what it's like to do something for yourself, right? And my biggest motivator, even before I even became a therapist, was I just wanted to not suck at relationships. That was how I got into this, right? Yeah. And then from then, I was able to develop like a real genuine self-love because of how much my relationships sucked so bad. It reflected everything about me. That's in one of the later modules. Once you catch up, you'll get to watch.
I'll be there soon. That.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think your podcast came out in March.
Mm-hmm.
I think what happened, and this is a positive that came out of COVID, right? Is I think I was home, right? By myself and not having to go out and be with friends. I'm really social. I like to get dressed up. I like to have fun. Mm-hmm. I like to go out.
Yeah.
And just see other people and people watch, and to not have that was, I think, the biggest distraction of my anxiety. So when I sat during COVID and during the pandemic and by myself, I think I realized like something, I need help. I couldn't figure out what it was. So the timing of your podcast was, I think a lot of people were looking for help.
I think you're right. Yeah. So the podcast was a COVID baby. You're right. It is weird, right? How COVID kind of felt like a blackout in some ways, where suddenly all the distractions were gone. And now you're just left with your thoughts. You're left with your traumas. You can't go outside. You can't meet people. And you're just sort of sitting there and trying to figure out what to do with this, right?
Yeah.
So I've definitely heard that a lot. You know, I think before you mentioned something about how this stuff was so connected to all of these other parts of our life. And so after doing the program, Jamie, did you notice anything different in your personal relationships?
Yes, I think so. When I started really being able to self-calm by using that vagus nerve hack, it wasn't like crisis after crisis with, I think, ultimately with my husband, but I think it really helped me with the negativity and the guilt wound. And so in my relationship with my husband, it's helped with that. I know you probably don't like this term, but codependency, because I was so much more self-reliant. How being okay with a decision that I make that I am going to benefit from, my mental health is going to benefit from, and ultimately it's going to help my relationships. Setting boundaries was something that was really hard for me, and I'm practicing that now. So yeah, there's a multitude of things in my relationships, but I think ultimately that self-reliance that I have that I didn't have before is allowing me to take a step back and go, okay, wait, oh, we're safe. I always say we. So bizarre to me, Glory, to be talking to my, but I'm doing it. I'm practicing. But yeah, like we are okay. And like, I almost always am like hugging myself, whatever happens, we got this. And I've never been able to do this. And again, I've taught kids like, you're okay. We're here. And right now I'm teaching them this, but I'm not practicing this. So every day I'm doing this, you know?
So beautiful, Jamie. You said it perfectly just now. I know exactly what you mean. And now you understand what I meant in the podcast of when you finally feel okay.
Yeah. Right?
I remember that first moment for me where that anxiety was, it just didn't exist in my body anymore. And it's really hard to convey that to someone that doesn't know how it feels yet. You know, the other day, actually, I posted this on Instagram. One of my private coaching clients messaged me and said, Gloria, I no longer feel despair. And that was sort of that similar thing of, it's just not there anymore. I don't know how else to describe it, where it's, you work through it, right? And you release it. Jamie, let's say hypothetically, if you didn't find this inner child work, what would your life have been like right now?
It would just be like that depression mode and just focusing on the negativity and the cycle of fighting with my husband and that I think would just ultimately get really worse. And I would have been scared to see where that might have gone. And also, I think I listened, I don't know if it was your podcast or from the Academy, but you talked about how you always really wanted to start your own business. And I feel like this little girl inside of me is like, it's coming. Like, yes, this is going to help us. This is going to help us get that ball rolling, right? I've wanted to have my own practice for so long, and I'm terrified, but I'm like, I'm not doing the steps, but I'm talking about it to people, and I feel like I'm getting there. So I feel like, I think I would have just stayed in my, you know, not question what I do every day, and, you know, in that cycle of just focusing on what I don't like, right? And so right now I'm telling myself, like, this is temporary, and these are things that I like, and these are things that I really, really want in life. So
Jane, you got to come over to the dark side, right? Come to the entrepreneur side. We can talk more about that too. I have some resources I can share with you, but that is so exciting. Wow. Mm-hmm. So that must have been an unexpected side
that
effect
was an unex-
doing the work.
Side effect of your academy.
Yeah. Do you have any advice for people listening who might be on the fence about joining an inner child program, or maybe they're not sure about a group setting, or maybe they're unsure about doing that work? What kind of advice might you give them for someone who's been there and now on the other side?
I just feel like in such a short amount of time, like I said, I've had 32 years of self-improvement therapy. And I just feel like within this short amount of time, and I'm not even done the program yet, right? Like, I still have work to do, but the benefits and the freedom, everybody deserves that peace. And it's just so close. It's so close, and it's so worth it. And I feel like this is the missing piece that everybody really needs to be a better partner, to be a better friend, just to be love yourself, right? Like, that was so uncomfortable to me. And every day it's getting more and more familiar, you know, even though it's new. So do it.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Jamie. And thank you for taking a leap of faith in me and also in yourself and committing yourself to this work. I'm so proud of you. But we're not going to leave it on a serious note, because you know me. I want to ask you some fun questions too.
I'm grateful for you, Gloria, in this program. I really am.
Thank you, Jamie. I'm grateful for you too. And it's been such a privilege to see your growth and be your coach through it all. Mm-hmm. Now, fun question time. What's the last thing that you're watching on Netflix or Amazon Prime or whatever it is that you
watch? I just started watching Clickbait. Have you seen that?
I saw a commercial for it. I added it to my watch list.
Okay, you need to watch it. Well, and it's so weird because I don't know the actor's name, but it's the guy from Entourage. So I was like in my 20s when that came out.
Curly hair guy?
Yeah, with the really big blue eyes. And he's on it. And all I kept thinking was, man, we got old. Man, did we get old? He's still beautiful, but man, did we get old? Really good though. Watch it. It's really good. It's really entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds fun. All right. Last fun question. What is your morning drink? What do you like to wake up to?
Okay. So I used to love green tea in the morning, but we have an espresso now. So I make a nice iced cinnamon soy latte.
Oh, that sounds so good. You know what? Recently, when I go to coffee shops, I've asked them to switch to soy, and it doesn't bother my tummy anymore.
Oh, it used to bother your tummy. Oh, good. It doesn't. Yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like soy. I was doing oat milk sometimes, but I actually like the taste of soy better.
It's good.
With a little cinnamon stick in there.
Well, Jamie, what are you up to next? What's next on your journey?
Well, I'm going to continue on with the Academy. Like I said, I have a variety of different ideas for my career moving forward. And I really, really, really want to teach the kids that I work with that are cognitively available to really practice this vagus nerve hack. So I think it'll really help them.
beautiful. And passing that on to the next generation, giving them these tools, I think it will be such a blessing for them to hear it from someone like you, Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jamie, it was so nice to hear your story again and to have you on the podcast. If anyone wants to reach you or connect with you, is there somewhere that they can find you?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. My email is Ginsberg, Ginsberg dot Jamie, Jami at Gmail.
Okay. We can add it to the show notes below.
Okay.
And as a final word, if you have one sentence, you know, a motivational sentence or piece of advice for anyone who's listening to this podcast, who's in a dark place, or perhaps is just starting their inner work journey, what might that be?
I was right there living in despair, and I feel the most freedom I felt in 32 years, and it's worth every single cent.
Thank you so much, Jamie. Before I start to cry, I just want to thank you for coming onto the show. This was really awesome, and I think it's going to help a lot of people listening.
Thank you so much, Gloria. I'm so grateful.
If you love this episode, please hit subscribe and give us a 5-star review. It really helps me a lot, so thank you. To join the community and get your daily dose of inner child tips, follow me on Instagram and social media at @ByGloriaZhang or visit ByGloriaZhang.com. If you're a high achiever or entrepreneur who wants to work with me, message me the words high achiever and I'll get in touch. Thanks, bestie. See you in the next one. Thanks for tuning in, bestie. I've got something for you. If you think this show deserves a 5-star review, we'll send you my free Inner Child Starter Kit as a thank you for your support, which contains exclusive wallpapers and resources for you to download. To get your kit, just upload a screenshot of your review on Apple or Spotify to my webpage, ByGloriaZhang.com/reviews. The link is also in the show notes. There, you can also check out my healing sessions and programs at BYGloriaZhang.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast, and I will meet you in the next episode. Mwah!